Welcome to South Haven Business Beat, exploring business from the top of Mississippi. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. And now, here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We're here with Vincent Dempse from MasterCheck. And Vincent, tell me a little bit about your company.
MasterCheck is a, we've been around over 40 years now. My dad started the business well over 30 years ago. I've been running it actually for the last, we'll say 15 to 20 years. We're a full service investigative firm. We do pretty much everything from background checks to drug screens. We do a good portion of surveillance and connection workers' compensation liability claims. And we've recently started our cybersecurity division where we investigate your network. We work as your cybersecurity consultant.
So as you operate, are you primarily focused on large businesses, medium-sized businesses, small businesses? Where's your focus?
Our space is typically middle-sized businesses. Ironically enough, we work with a lot of Fortune 500s in terms of the surveillance side of things. But on the background check and with cybersecurity, our market is that small business.
So, you know, you recently gave a presentation to the SHRA group here in South Haven, connected with the chamber, about cybersecurity issues. And, you know, what are some of the prevalent issues that y'all are seeing coming up right now, for especially for those small, medium-sized businesses?
Small and medium-sized businesses, they're experiencing hacking. Like a lot of the larger companies, it's just that, or the larger businesses, should I say, it's just that people don't typically hear about those situations. And a lot of that comes down to, hey, do you have that firewall in place? Are your employees trained? The biggest thing is the training. You know, have you updated your HR manual to the new information? I mean, we have these HR manuals, but they need to be updated so you can protect yourself from a liability. If you've got an employee who clicked on the wrong email and now they're in the network, and now everything has been compromised. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing now would be the training, having the necessary tools in place, a firewall, using VPNs, because most people are working from home now, so they're remote. You're making sure that the individual's at home. You know, if that computer is company issued, it should be exclusively for company issued. Shouldn't be anyone else on that computer.
Right.
Making sure that it locks down when you walk away from it, even though you're at home with family, and that you're shutting it off at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you bring those things up, a number of things that come to mind is emails tends to be a very big issue within companies. You know, someone sends an email. It looks legitimate. It looks like a link you would normally click. What are some of the best first steps, especially in training the staff at a company to be aware of things, and then when they think, oh no, I think I might have done something wrong, what's their first step?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing in with that issue is in the past they were a little more. It was easy to detect if you were paying attention. Maybe something was a spell, something didn't look right, logo didn't look right. But they're getting better at it. So you really, when that email comes in, hey, is this something, one, that pertains to me?
Mm-hmm.
Two, is this something I should be receiving? You know, and then you want to look within that email before you click any links, any attachments, if there's somebody who may handle that or may be familiar with it that you can reach out to.
Right.
Say, hey, look, I just received this email from accounting. It's asking for me to put my banking information in. Are we doing that now? You know, so it's always good to ask somebody else before you take any action, especially if it's not something that per se pertains to you directly.
Absolutely. You know, so one of the things that comes up a lot of times is you'll get a notice and somebody will say, hey, we've made a change. A lot of times people will just go, oh, okay, they made a change, because we're trusting beings and we know so-and-so, and they just sent us an email, said they made a change. You know, what should the person who is seeing a change, especially one that has a financial impact or something along that lines, what should they be doing? You know, you mentioned already reaching out to somebody. How should they reach out? Should they use any of the numbers that are in that contact method, or should they go outside, or out, is the IT world says out of band?
Yeah, they should go outside of that. and actually contact that individual. If you're getting, you know, an email from Pinnacle or Wells Fargo, whoever the case may be, call them directly. Don't operate off of any of the information and don't click on any of the links. Don't call any of the phone numbers. Say, hey, or physically go to, you know, as an owner, especially a small business owner, physically, because you have a relationship with that bank.
Absolutely.
You should be able to call, you know, Tanya, Sarah, you know them already. You may need to go by the bank. Hey, I'll just wait. So I go to the bank and I'll deal with this issue then, you know, because a lot of times, I'll say this and I kind of chuckle. People don't want work. So here's somebody saying, hey, we're going to reach out to you. I'm going to take it upon myself to make myself busy.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
You know, so in the other areas that you all focus on beyond the cybersecurity, what are some of the areas that, that business owners need to be aware of in maybe some of the current events going on in some of the drug testing and, you know, different things like that? I know there's some been some laws that have been changing in recent years about some of the drugs and things like that. You know, what are some of the highlights of things business owners especially should be aware of?
Well, in terms of just business owners, in terms of your background checks, you know, you want to be more expansive of your information. You want to look nationwide. You know, a lot of people just doing counties or states. You want to go nationwide, in some situations, international. I mean, we do background checks for a lot of government entities. So now they're expanding international to make sure that you're checking all the boxes that you can check in terms of this individual's background. With drug testing, there have been more adds to that. I mean, now sometimes they're doing hair, you know, versus the normal drug testing.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, and there have been changes in law. So some drugs that were initially illegal are now okay.
Right.
You know, in certain places, and you have to consider where you are.
Right.
You know, marijuana in Colorado is like buying a bottle of Coke, you know what I'm saying, somewhere. Another state may be a totally different situation.
Correct.
And then, you know, one of the things we do is the surveillance side with the workers' comp. You know, when you have that injured employee that can't get back to work, you want to maybe get some eyes out there and see, you know, exactly what's going on.
Sure. Is there a particular part of the industry around Memphis that seems to really need more of this than, and maybe isn't getting, you know, is there a focus maybe for this upcoming year? You know, as we start out 2023 and say, you know, this group or this aspect of the industry, especially around Memphis, is getting affected more or maybe disproportionately. Maybe we focus on those just because there may be one of those people who is watching right now and they're saying, hey, that's us, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, from the cybersecurity side, I would say, you know, anybody and everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just more or less, you know, as we continue to grow. If you look, you know, outward from Memphis, you know, right up the hill, Nashville all of a sudden is like San Diego, you know, prices and everything else. So there are more issues there. And as that growth comes, it's going to affect statewide. So it's, you know, we've got Blue Oval coming.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of growth here. So individuals are going to turn their attention to other areas. And with this being a new market, and you're not putting the necessary pieces in place, especially from a cybersecurity standpoint, a small business, you make yourself vulnerable. Because you're not thinking about it, but they're thinking about it.
Sure. You know, one of the things that I've told people is that go back 20 years, 30 years, and the people you had to worry about as a business owner were the people who drove past your building, walked past your building, or had physical proximity to your building. Now you have to worry about a guy in Zimbabwe who's got too much time on his hands, you know, and it's a very different threat profile than what it used to be. I'm going to shift directions a little bit. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Me, I'm originally from New York City, lived in Nashville for 30 some odd years, just recently moved to Olive Branch, married, second wife, we both share two children, you know, one 31, another one's 19.
Tell me about your education, your background, specifically in the area where you work.
Well, attended Fisk University, have a political science degree, also have degrees in cybersecurity, homeland security, and presently working on a master's at University of Memphis.
Okay, excellent. You know, so as you walk into those meetings with potential clients and you're, you know, trying to help them see what they need, they already have a problem, they may not know it, all right? How do you begin that conversation with someone who you know they have an issue. As far as they have a potential issue, they have a threat that they're not really aware of. How do you begin that conversation with someone who is needing to be aware of a problem, but they're not really yet ready to face it?
Well, it's twofold for us, because one of the things with us doing the background checks and on that level with small companies, we have an opportunity to have that conversation with that owner or the HR individual in terms of where they are from a cybersecurity perspective. Mm-hmm. The people we may not have a business relationship, it comes down to speaking engagements like this morning, when I gave the speech today, where we're talking about cybersecurity, and there's people in the audience, it's like, I'm interested. You know, I may be interested in that. And we're more than welcome to come in and sit down and have that conversation with you.
Sure.
Say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what the situation is, you know, and then that decision, really, that ball is in your court, but we're more than willing to provide.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Kozort.
Now, does your company basically have a one-stop shop? You solve all the problems, or do you work with other entities to solve that problem?
Well, our job is to partner with others.
Okay,
and that's why we took being a consultant, you know what I'm saying, versus actually coming in saying, hey, look, we're going to manage all these problems. We build those relationships, and we currently have those relationships with other companies. We come in, we have the ability to pen test, we have the ability to help you draft an incident response plan, business disaster plan. Those things help you build your team right there at the company. So when something happens, everybody knows what they need to do.
Sure.
Everybody knows what their role is. You know, hey, do we got to get out in front of this from a media perspective? You know, the employees know what to do. Hey, are we unplugging them from the system? You know, what do we need to do? So, and within that relationship and having these relationships is what helps to keep that small business, you know, keep their costs down, hopefully, and keep them protected to the best of their ability.
So you used a word that I'm not sure everybody is aware of and exactly what it means, pen testing. What is pen testing?
Pen testing is when you come in and you actually test that network system and look for vulnerabilities within that system. You know, we'll run that report. The reporter will come back and say, hey, you know, we see issues here, 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 and here. And we sit down with that particular client and say, hey, these are your issues. These are our recommendations. That report's also going to give a recommendation. These are the recommendations that they're saying that we should put in place here. You know, and then from there, by doing that, it closes up these portals and other areas that allow hackers to actually get into your system.
Very much like when you take your car to the mechanic and you say, hey, I need the oil changed. And they'd go do that complete set of diagnostics. Yeah. And they say, well, actually, you should be aware your brakes are almost ready, at the point of needing to be changed. And you've got this issue over here on your axle that you definitely need to be aware of, but that's not front and center. So on the technology side, you're able to make people aware of issues that they're not even aware that they have, not so that you can sell them something, but to where they solve those issues before it becomes a problem and before it becomes an issue that's a financial issue or a liability issue. So as you focus on your business and working with owners and working with technical people within their organization, you're primarily focusing on solving the problems before they get there.
Yeah.
Yet sometimes you're going to be contacted by someone who's already got the problem.
Yeah.
All right. What's step one? Especially, let's focus on the cybersecurity side. Someone has a problem. They've had a hack, or they know that some sort of business data has been leaked out. Mm-hmm. What's step one?
Step one, sitting down, determining where the hack happened. Hopefully at this point they've stopped it. The only downside I say with that is you don't know if they're still in there.
Right.
You know, the situation that happened with the government with the hack, they came in through a software. programming. You don't know how long they were in there and if they're in there. So you want to stop it, of course, hopefully get out in front of it. Hey, who was hacked? Mm-hmm. You know, need to contact these people. I mean, is this something that's now going to the TV? Do we need to get out in front of it?
Right.
You know, and then putting them together with the right people to come in and change and correct, you know, what needs to be done within that system. And, you know, hopefully set you out into a new system and you can proceed forward from there. But you'll still have to deal with the issues that are here.
Right.
You know,
what are the potential problems that what's the size of a potential problem if people's personal information, PMI, you know, gets out there, as far as liability goes, even for a small business? You know, sometimes they say, well, I'm so small, you know, I don't have to worry about that. Is that true?
Well, no, it's definitely not true. I was actually part of an organization and we would meet at this restaurant, and meeting at the restaurant, you know, the password was actually the restaurant's name, you know, 123, mm-hmm. You know, restaurant's name 123. And I remember telling the guy, and I was like, hey, maybe you want to change maybe the E's to I's. Just flip it a little bit. Don't make it so easy. And the guy was like, well, you know, none of my financial information is on there. I kind of chuckled, because what he wasn't thinking was, here are people that come to that restaurant. So the hacker's been to that restaurant. Everybody now knows what your password is. He's in the parking lot. This guy's on his phone checking his bank information. That guy is taking all that information in.
Right.
You know, so you have a certain level of liability, you know, and people don't see that. You know, mm-hmm. If you're looking at a restaurant, they're looking beyond how many drinks did I serve this guy? Did he have a DUI? But it's bigger than that.
Absolutely.
You know, even with your home network, there's a guest network for a reason, and you should have people on your guest network.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I recently told some folks that said, listen, Christmas is coming up. A few weeks back, I said, if you're not going to be at your office for 3 or 4 days, guess what everybody else knows? You're not going to be at your office for 3 or 4 days. So shut down that Wi-Fi router. Just mm-hmm. just make sure your equipment is off, because then you don't have a guy camping out in your front lot just inside the Wi-Fi signal, hitting on your network, trying to break into it all while you're sitting at home with your family enjoying Christmas. You know,
and it's interesting you say that. Like I said, on the investigative side, we have guys, and, you know, I still work cases even mm-hmm. at this age. I'll never forget in the early years, we come in your neighborhood and pull out our laptop, your people's Wi-Fi would be wide open. We'd be right on your internet, mm-hmm. you know, researching the stuff, like, oh, let's run these tags. You know, so people now, you know, hopefully they're locking that. But, you know, you got these open, you know, like you said, Wi-Fi routers and people on it, and they're in your network.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, as we kind of wrap this up, what are some areas that you know, in this next year, you all are focusing on, you know, you get more into the cybersecurity. What does this next year bring for you, do you think?
This next year brings for us more expansion here within this area, and in several of the other areas, but we're focusing here now, starting with the small businesses, relationships through, you know, other companies as part of the chamber, as well as finding little niche pockets. You know, as we go in and we help a doctor or a dentist, hopefully getting within that doctor or dentist network locally mm-hmm. and educating mm-hmm. them, as well as assisting them with monitoring their networks and making sure that they're aware what their liability is, and partnering with the other companies here in this area to help protect those companies.
So, you know, what, a couple last questions about the chamber. How long have y'all been with the chamber?
We've been with the chamber now, I want to say 5 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as you're getting started, you know, what are you seeing in the chamber here at South Haven that may be different from other places that you've been?
Well, it's interesting. You've been in this industry so long, and I'm going to leave some other chambers nameless, but we've been parts of several chambers. But I'm going to tell you, South Haven is beautiful. Like, it's really, you know, a commitment to building that relationship and interacting and networking. Nothing against the other chambers, but when you have other chambers, it's more of a shotgun effect. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we're here. Here's a list. Here's the guy. You could be a member for 10 years and never meet this guy if he's not coming to any functions. Right. But it's just different with South Haven. They sit down with you. They say, hey, what is it you're looking to do? Hey, we can connect you with these people. These are the events we have going on. And it's a lot of interaction and networking.
A lot of personal involvement. I think that's one of the things that makes a big difference here in South Haven. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, the economy here in South Haven and the business world here in South Haven is growing by leaps and bounds, is you have that balance between the, you know, the metropolitan, the bigger city, but you also have that personal you know, small town feel where you get to know people in person. And I think the chamber does a great job at capturing that.
And that's the biggest thing in business, relationships.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what's allowed us to get to where we are, relationships.
Absolutely. Well, Vincent, it has been great to have you on South Haven Business Beat. We're glad that you're part of the chamber, and we're glad that you're here in South Haven.
Well, I'm enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to many more years.
Thank you for joining us. Like what you see and hear? Please tell others and subscribe.